Can I request may the salawat please move forward? I said please recite the salawat and move forward. One more salawat all together please. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. For the reappearance of Imam Zaman and the Salawat. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم وظالميهم وغاصبي حقوقهم لعنة الدائمة من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. Please say another salawat everybody. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Dear brothers and sisters, our discussion was about matrimonial issues and our family values. Before I come back towards this important subject, today I would like to discuss about providing assistance for the marriage. In Islam, for mu'mineen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said you have to cooperate with one another and you have to assist one another in the matters that are good deeds. تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. In the matters of piety, in the matters of good deed, you need to cooperate, assist, and help one another. تَعَاوَنُوا is very important. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not cooperate in the matters of animosity and sins. Sometimes we practice opposite. Unfortunately, if there is a sin being committed, then we all get together. In order to commit a sin, then we cooperate with one another. We isolate people, those who are believers sometimes. Faithful people become isolated and we gather on committing the sins. We also help many other people in committing the sins. If there is a sin, I'm committing and I associate rest of people as well. So I'm going to the cinema, for example. I'm not saying going to cinema is haram, but sometimes if watching a bad movie, let's say I decided to go over there and I asked to my friend, let us go. So I took him myself, with myself. So this is called تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. I know something. For example, I started chatting with somebody whom I should not. And I made them on the Facebook as my friends. Then I sent a message to my friend as well. You know, choose her as your friend. Or she says, choose him as your friend. So that is ta'awun alal ithm wal udwan. That is cooperation in committing sins. So if in a smaller sin or a greater sin, if we ask other people to help and help them and assist them, that they can also commit a sin. Let us say I'm not fasting today. And I called my friend, are you fasting? He says that, yes. Are you joking? Come on. Let us say, leave it. So I'm encouraging not to fast. Sometimes somebody wants to pray on time. And I started discouraging. What's wrong with you? Have you become just a Maulvi? Are you Maulana anymore? That means praying on time is only the job of Maulana. Right? So that is what we try to, you know, promote some of the wrong values. If somebody becomes really committed to the religion, people just start calling them, oh, he became Maulana. That means, what about a mu'min? How about a mu'min? Very mu'min. Let's think that what is the difference between Maulana and Alim and mu'min? So a mu'min, first a person has to be mu'min, then he has to be Alim. A munafiq cannot be alim, and a kafir cannot be an alim as well. Yes, sometimes they may bear this dress, that is possible. They have this code, they have this dress, but still they cannot be an alim. It is said that in the time of Ayatollah Brujardi, a student comes to Ayatollah Brujardi. Ayatollah Brujardi was one of the greatest maharaj. He came saying to Ayatollah Brujardi, Sayyidina Mawlana, that student, a talib ilm in Hawza Ilmiya, he is a thief. He steals many things. Ayatollah Brujardi said, this is not possible. It's not possible. He said, why? He steals every day. He steals from many people. He said, don't say that a student steals. A student become thief. But you should say a thief has become student. So you have to say opposite side. There is possibility that a mu'min is not a mu'min. He's not real mu'min. She's not real mu'min. But they are pretending they are mu'min. And they are making other people also munafiq. Asking them to cooperate with that. Whenever, if we have any weakness, we should not spread that weakness. And same thing is about animosity. Animosity. Let's say if I do not like somebody, I dislike somebody. So I should not spread that. Oh, do not speak with that person. That guy is like this. You know, he has very bad habits. I don't speak with that person. I really don't like that person. So if you do not like, it does not mean that you have to spread to the other people as well. You cannot do that. Yes, you dislike that. Even it is said that if you are in a place that you know about any weakness about a man, it's your matter. You have that secret. Keep that as a secret. In marriage also, we need to provide assistance. It is important that we need to provide assistance. Many people, you know, many brothers and sisters, they are sitting at home. There are many sisters that they could not find any spouse that can fit in their life. Many brothers are like that. They do not have any family member, but they cannot approach anywhere. They can't do it anywhere. And at the same time, many of the brothers and sisters have time. They can spend this time assisting others, providing this service. This is a great service. تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرْتَ وَالتَّقْوَى. Marriage is one of the part of taqwa. It is one of the good deeds and greatest good deed. It is said in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, مَا بُنِيَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ بَنَاءً أَحَبُّ وَأَعَزُّ مِنَ النِّكَاحِ. If you like to compare, for example, marriage with any other matter in Islam, any other principle in Islam, Prophet said this is one of the most important foundations. مَا بُنِيَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ بَنَعَرْ. In Islam, there is no other foundation that has been founded better than or honorable than nikah, beloved than nikah. So if this is the case, then if somebody assists in order to mix, marry somebody, that is one of the greatest good deeds. It's one of the best deeds, assisting for that. Let us look at the hadith of a prophet that, you know, sometimes we do not like. We have made many reasons. Sometimes we say that I do not like to be involved in the matters of other people. It's their business. So those are Americanizing yourself. You know, those are the matters that we Americanize ourselves, not Islamization. Islam is something different. American values are different. And maybe sometimes there are totally opposite values. There are many that are totally opposite values. Yes, there must be many that also match, because that is human society. And human society, there must be many things that still match with the Islamic values. I don't say that, but there are many values that are totally opposite. Like, mind your own business. Don't involve in other people's business. I do not like to be involved. I don't like to get... These are personal matters. Don't speak about the personal matters. Don't they say? They teach in the school. When you go in school, one of the values they teach you, do not get involved in the personal values, personal matters. What are the personal matters? I am needy. I don't have a job. It is my personal matter. Shouldn't somebody help? Can we advise other people, don't help him in the job? No, that's wrong. Marriage is my personal matter. But can anybody say that? No, this is their personal matter. Even if in these communities, when you ask somebody, are you married? Oh my God, it seems to me that you said something very bad. Because that is totally personal matter. We have to think like a Muslim, a mu'min, a believer. Marriage is an important matter in my life. So if somebody is asking me, he's not saying anything wrong. It's not something wrong. It is something that it is related to myself, and also that is my mu'min and believer brother. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. Mu'minin are brothers to each other. And when we are family, we are brothers and sisters to each other, then we can ask. Let's say if we come in the masajid, if we come in the Husainiyas, and we do not use and stand just as a single entity and go back, have no relation, no cooperation, no assistance to anybody, what is the benefit of jama'at? One of the most important benefits of the jama'at, it is said, that when you come in congregations, over there you can know who is who, where one stands. If somebody has a business, somebody does not have. Somebody has a job, somebody is in a bad situation, let us help them. That is the benefit of jama'at. Coming in congregation, that is the benefit of that. Please say salawat. So if somebody provides assistance in marriage, what is the reward for that? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, كَانَ لَهُ بِكُلِّ خُطْوَةٍ خَطَأَهَا أَوْ بِكُلِّ كَلِمَةٍ تَكَلَّمَ بِهَا ذَلِكَ عَمَلُ سَنَةٍ قِيَامُ لَيْلِهَا وَالصِّيَامُ نَهَارِهَا. Very important hadith. It encourages everybody that you have to move sometime. Give this assistance. If anybody takes one step to marry somebody, one step to help somebody to get married, أَوْ بِكُلِّ كَلِمَةٍ تَكَلَّمَ بِهَا فِي. if somebody speaks just a matter. For example, you know somebody, there is a good brother, and you know a sister, that she can get married. If you go to that sister and speak with her, would you like to get married? You know, we made those things very personal and traditional. Very traditional. Nobody can enter in my matters. These are my family matters. In the time of Prophet, it is said that somebody comes, Prophet was delivering a speech, he was giving a sermon. During the sermon, he stands up and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I would like to get married. So think about, like, for example, now I'm speaking over here, and if somebody stands up, and if he says that I would like to get married, we will think that he's crazy. No idea. In this day, we made the majalis like this, you know. Nobody can stand up, nobody can ask. But in the time of Prophet, he stands up and says that, Ya Rasulullah, I would like to get married. And Prophet, peace be upon him, stops sermon over there. It's interesting. The Prophet has to change the matter. He could say, sit down, I'm giving sermon. Come on, are you crazy that you are speaking at the moment? What's wrong with you? But no, Prophet changed the matter at that time, subject, and he spoke with the ladies. Is there any female who would like to get married? This brother is asking for the marriage. So it was very simple in the time of Prophet, peace be upon him. That seems to be very simple. We made it so complicated. So complicated. Even if somebody comes to any girl asking, would you like to get married? She may be offended. Oh my God. It's a big deal. It is a big deal. Nobody can speak with me about the marriage. No, marriage is a need. It is a matter of my life. It is concerning me. Even sometimes, people, they take a proposal to the parents and they become offended. They don't like it. You had to come to my house. Why you have to? You're asking in masjid, for example. If somebody asks in masjid, that is going to be a matter of, you know, prestige. Somebody is going to be offended. You asked about the marriage of my daughter in the masjid? It seems that it's something wrong. But Prophet is asking within the masjid, announcing the people. So a lady stands up, I would like to get married. So that's not something bad. After completion of sermon, Prophet says, come together. Bring something as a mahar. I would like to marry you. So at the same time, they got married. So that is how it was very simple. If somebody provides assistance, that somebody can get married, a boy can get married, or girl can get married, that is, it's been said, for every step that he takes, every speech that he's going to make, every kalima, every word that he's going to say, ذَلِكَ عَمَلُ السَّنَةٍ. It's like a practice of whole year, a reward of whole year practice. قِيَامُ لَيْلِهَا وَالسِّيَامُ نَهَارِهَا. 1 year of standing during the night. You know how difficult is that? Just in one night as a qadr, it becomes difficult. Then we have to sleep like 3 days. If we wake up just one Laylatul Qadr, then we have to sleep at least 2 days in order to complete our a night. But Prophet has said, if somebody goes and helps somebody, assists the other people, this is good speech for Brother Hasan. He just came in. If somebody assists any other brother or sister, it's like practice of holy year. Practice of holy year. قِيَامُ لَيْلِهَا وَسِيَامُ نَهَارِهَا. How many people they ever had experience to fast holy year? We have experience of just 1 month. That becomes difficult as well. At the end of month, we are just like, no, we are close to death. And everybody starts counting. Especially when it comes to the final 10 days, how many days are remaining? And when it's night of the moon, that is really interesting. That is amazing. Calling everywhere, was there any moon? If Maulana does not decide about the moon sighting, then they are going to be trouble for him. Oh my God, Maulana, why? Everybody has announced there is moon, and you have not announced that moon is not sighted yet. So that means we would like to get out of this month of Ramadan. But how about whole year of fasting? Prophet said, if somebody steps one step, gives one talk or speech for the marriage, assisting a brother or sister, it's going to be equal to practicing, praying whole year and fasting for the days of the year. Another hadith from 6th Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. Man zawwaja a'azaba. If anybody had this opportunity that he can marry a brother or sister who are unmarried, kana mimman yanzuru Allahu ilayhi yawm al-qiyamah. He is the person that on the day of judgment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have a glance upon this person. يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. That is one of the greatest honor. Looking of Prophet is different. Nazar of the Imam is different. But then when Prophet and Imam, not but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nazar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أفضل الشفاعات. We have concept of shafa'a, that means intercession. But one of the best shafa'at in the life of mu'min, أفضل الشفاعات أن تشفع بين اثنتين. If you do shafa'at between two, brother and sister, if they can get married. Helping a mu'min in general, it has been said, that if somebody assists a brother or sister, it's like walking between Safa and Marwa. And if you become successful in that assistance, let's say if somebody got married, just one couple got married because of your counseling, because of your assistance, it is said it's like being martyred between Safa and Marwa. That is how it is important. It's like being martyred between Safa and Marwa. Kal mutashahhite bidamihi fi sabilillah bayna Safa wal Marwa. It's like he is in his own bloodshed between Safa and Marwa and becomes shaheed. He says salawat. Yes, brothers and sisters, when we go through that, and if somebody provides this opportunity and we have provided assistance to the other brothers and sisters and they are ready to get married. Now, marriage itself, as I've said in the beginning, it's one of the easiest steps in the life of mu'min. It should not be a difficult step. It should not be a complicated step. We made it complicated. Nowadays it has become very complicated. You have to plan years before, at least 3 to 4 years. 1 year you have to go India or Pakistan to buy clothing from there. You have to buy the dress and then you come back. Then next year then you are going to plan that what hall you are going to hire and rent, and then another year you have to plan for some of the plannings of this ceremony. How many people you are going to invite? 400, 500, 600 people. People have to come from Pakistan, India, from rest of the countries. So we are going to wait for the parents. While they are not going to join, we are not going to get married. So your marriage is depending on the parents. It is depending sometimes that you have to buy the stuff from other countries. So we really made it complicated. And then for every marriage, at least there are 4 to 5 ceremonies. One is called, for example, Milad. Second is called Mehndi. Third is called marriage. Fourth is called Valima. And then after Valima. Right? So how much we would like to spend? Do we think that we will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment? Did we ever thought that that much spending on just one marriage and many sisters and brothers are without the marriage? They don't have those basic means. They do not have those basic means. And I am so selfish spending just everything on the marriage of my daughter because of my prestige. I would like to keep my prestige. Everybody knows that this is a marriage. Oh yes. This is well known in the Houston that somebody got married. How difficult we made it. But this is one of the easiest practice that Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, خَيْرٌ نِكَاهِ أَيْسَرُهُ. Best of the marriage. What is the best of the marriage in the eyes of Prophet, peace be upon him? Please say salawat. خَيْرٌ نِكَاهِ أَيْسَرُهُ. Best of the marriage is easiest marriage. Easiest marriage. What is easiest marriage? Easiest marriage does not need to plan for 4 years before. And then you start putting all the efforts, and the day of the marriage, everybody is frustrated. And after the marriage, that may become unto the point that they are broke because of just one marriage. Because of just one marriage, we spend everything because of prestige. And now we are in a situation that is a very bad situation. We have to make a marriage that brings happiness, satisfaction in the life of the couple. And brothers and sisters, satisfaction comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It never comes through the happiness that we try to make. Sometimes we think that we can bring happiness in our life. Yes, celebrations after celebration. That makes us happy. No. That brings trouble in our life. Just one gathering, how many problems it brings? How many problems it brings? Just one gathering. When people they gather, for example, 100 people, they are going to bring many problems with you. Somebody is going to be happy, some of the people they are not going to be happy. Your food is good, your food is not good. You are not wearing good dress. Your bride is not wearing good dress. So there are all these matters. Everything. Somebody has given the money. Somebody hasn't given the money. Somebody brought the gift. What type of gift they brought. All these matters. Just one gathering. So think if there are 4 gatherings in a marriage. Every gathering, it's going to be multiple problems. And if just in one marriage, that many problems we already gathered, that means we put obstacles in the life of couple. And it's not a good start. A good start, it has to be easiest start. And it becomes through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it's been said, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Beware that only through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is satisfaction that comes in the life. If we follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be satisfied. We will have best of the marriage. Another hadith of a Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about easiest marriage. Min yumnil mar'ati. One of the blessings of a female. One of the blessings of a female. Taysiru khutbatiha. Easiest marriage. Khutba is called nikah, aqd, that we perform. In nikah, I would like to, inshallah, speak about what are the conditions of marriage and how one can get married, what are the a division of the marriage. When we say khitbah or khutbah, there is actually a proper statements of the nikah. And nikah is, of course, two types of the nikah. One is aqdul da'im, and second is aqdul munqati'. A temporary marriage, go and look in the fatawa of marajil. At least sometime we have to open those books and see that the fuqaha have considered something else as marriage. No, no. They have said there are two types of the marriages. Marriage is a temporary marriage or permanent marriage. And then they gave the rulings for both of them. So that means it is very common before fuqaha. It was very common before Prophet Adam alayhi salam. That is why these two chapters are being divided. Prophet says that min yumnil mar'ati, in one of the blessings of the female, tayseeru khutbatiha wa tayseeru sadaqatiha. Second thing that we make it really big deal. What is your mahr? You know, when we ask in IEC, of course we have a form of the marriage. And I ask most of the time that, what is your mahr? Some people are really smart. They know they are very religious, alhamdulillah. And nowadays there are very interesting type of the mahr. And I really appreciate sometimes they say that both couple would like to go for hajj, right? A trip of ziyarat of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. So those type of the mahr sometimes. These are completely spiritual mahr. But there are some other type of the dowries. Some other type of the dowries. Let me say, what is that? 50,000 Iranian gold. 50,000. If you have 50,000 Iranian gold, you can buy a whole mall. You know, 50,000 Iranian gold. Are you going to buy something? Are you going to, boy is going to be bought or girl is going to be bought? Which one? Selling something? No, brothers and sisters. In marriage, we do not sell something. We don't buy anything. This is wrong. This is not the practice of the Prophet. Prophet has said, أَفْضَلُ نِسَاءِ أُمَّتِي أَقَلُّهُنَّ مَهْرًا. Best of female in my ummah is the one their dowry is less, not high. Don't put it high. One of the traditions that has been said that if you like to say that is 500, for example, 500 dirham in the time of Prophet, $500 today, for example, or let's say if somebody likes to really say that they can say 5,000, but not more than that. Sometimes we exceed the limits. Prophet has said, تَيْسِيرُ صَدَاقَتِهَا. Her dowry, it has to be less. Having less dowry, what is, how it affects in our life? We would like to create a relation between bride and groom. We do not like to create a rift between both of them just because of the dowry. Sometimes dowry can bring a rift between both of them. Brothers and sisters, it is important for us that we need to think about those important values. These are Islamic values, that if we practice those Islamic values, definitely our life will become easier. It's like when you know how to drive, what are the rules of driving? Driving is going to be easier for you. Rather when you do not know that how to drive and what are the rulings of driving. Knowing the ruling of Islam, it's going to make your life easier. That is why, inshallah, I would like to continue discussion about this subject as I feel that that is really important. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us best of the opportunities during our life. And may Allah make this month holy month of Ramadan as best of the month of Ramadan. May Allah provide lots of blessing during this month. May Allah make Imam of the age pleased and happy with all of us. May Allah give us opportunity that we can fast as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us. As today we have Brother Hadi Ilmi,
who would like to take a little time of you. So I would like to leave at the moment, and I request all of you, please welcome him with a loud salawat. Allah.